Hello, everyone. It is January 24th, the best day of the week for IA. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. Hope you had a solid week. If it was a tough one, let's smell the flowers and cool the soup. Lock in and finish strong. We start today at the U.S.-Mexico border where thousands of active duty U.S. troops were ordered days after President Donald Trump mandated that U.S. military increase its presence there. Federal resources along the U.S. southern border have been stretched thin for years, and though the number has dropped recently, more than 1,000 migrants are crossing the border illegally every day, according to Homeland Security officials. Acting Secretary of Defense Robert Solicit said he directed the Defense Department to send 1,500 ground troops to the border along with helicopter crews and intelligence analysts. This initial wave of troops included 500 Marines prepared for a range of possible operations at the border, tasked with both acting as a rapid response force and a long-term presence. These additional troops are joining more than 2,000 active duty forces already at the border, supporting U.S. Customs and Border Protection, who have been performing mostly logistical and bureaucratic jobs like data entry, surveillance, and vehicle maintenance. Military officials have been wary to send large numbers of troops to the border at once because of the strain it might put on military resources and missions around the world. But Trump administration officials told CNN even more active duty troops are expected to be deployed to the border in the coming weeks and months. It's expected that the troops at the border will free up immigration and customs enforcement agents to focus on arrests of undocumented immigrants already inside the U.S. On Monday, President Trump issued an executive order saying he will decide within 90 days whether to invoke the Insurrection Act at the southern border, which would allow active duty troops to act as law enforcement on U.S. soil. Pop quiz hotshot, what planet is home to the largest volcano in our solar system? Venus, Mars, Jupiter, or Earth? If you said Mars, ding ding, you are correct. The red planet has the largest volcano ever discovered, Olympus Mons, which is roughly the size of the entire state of Arizona and 2.5 times taller than Mount Everest. This month, we are going to see a parade of planets. Yes, a cosmic treat of 6 planets lining up from our vantage point here on Earth to create what's often referred to as a planetary parade. It'll last until mid-February, and yes, you'll be able to see almost all of them with the naked eye. You'll need a little help to see 2 of them. Our Jeremy Roth is here to line up some planetary parade facts.
Stargazers and sky watchers are in for a treat, as over the next few weeks, worlds align in the night sky to give a rare view of 6 total planets in an infrequent but certainly freaky planetary parade. In one sweeping south by southeast view, Venus, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars will be clearly visible, with Uranus and Neptune also in attendance, although you'll likely need a telescope to see those. While the crowded view comes courtesy of the worlds being in alignment, NASA says this occurrence isn't as uncommon as it sounds. The planets of our solar system are technically always in alignment across an orbital line called the ecliptic plane. What is special is how many planets will be seen together from our Earth-bound vantage. That's what makes this infrequent marvel worth keeping your eyes on the skies.
All of us have different ways of handling stress in our lives, and some of the mechanisms that determine how we deal with stress are embedded deep down to our bones. We've all heard of fight or flight mechanisms, right? If not, go ahead and push pause and have someone explain it or Google it really quick. Well, mankind has come a long way since the days of hunting and gathering, and our modern lives have meant big changes for the fight or flight mechanisms our ancestors developed to deal with predators in the wild. And it turns out our brains and bodies might not be designed to be able to handle all the modern, seemingly chronic stressors that can wreak havoc on our physical, mental, and emotional well-being. We spoke to a physician in an attempt to help put our stressors in perspective and get some tips that aim to help us manage them better.
When we were all caves people and living in the forest, you would see a tiger and either you would run away or you would fight the tiger. That's where fight or flight comes from. What happens over time now in our modern era, there are so many metaphorical tigers, financial constraints and bills, relationship problems, climate disasters, humanitarian crises. There are so many things that you can do that are cost-free, science-backed, and time-efficient for less stress. Daily habits like protecting your sleep. We know that when you protect your sleep and have better sleep, it actually acts as a cleaning agent. It's like bringing in the cleaning crew at night to get rid of all of the toxins and various things in your brain. Another easy intervention that you could try, something that's a little bit controversial, is stop multitasking. Your brain is wired to do one thing at a time. What multitasking does is it weakens your prefrontal cortex. So it weakens your ability to solve complex problems, ironically decreases your productivity. So instead of multitasking, try monotasking, which means doing one thing at a time. Another strategy is social connection. Really, really important. We know that there is a loneliness epidemic. Globally, 330 million people go 2 weeks before speaking to anyone. And we know that loneliness is a risk factor, an independent risk factor for early mortality. And I think one of the last things that is really important when you're thinking about daily behaviors and wiring your brain is how we engage with our devices and creating what I like to call some digital boundaries. This is not about becoming a digital monk. You want to be connected and informed. It is more important now than ever to be an informed citizen. What this is about being an informed citizen without compromising or sacrificing your mental health. Keep your phone off your nightstand. Invest in a low-cost alarm clock instead. When you wake up, let your eyes get accustomed to the light. Say good morning to your children, and then check your devices. But give your brain a little buffer, because that can make all the difference. The goal of life is not a life with zero stress. It's actually biologically impossible for your brain to do that. It's to live a life with healthy, manageable stress that serves you rather than harms you.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is what you get when you combine a boat race with ice skates. These long, narrow canoes, known as dragon boats, are no strangers to races on water. But for the first time in China, roughly 400 athletes from around the world competed in the Ice Dragon Boat Championship. Teams of boaters glided over the frozen course using skate-like blade attachments while rowing with spiked ice picks. Around 3,000 spectators braved the frigid temps to see the races in action. Check it out.
This isn't your average dragon boat race. In Inner Mongolia, these athletes are racing on ice.
It's our first time actually doing the ice dragon boat. We did only in the water so far, and it is a little bit different, but it's an amazing experience.
19 countries from around the world took part in this year's Shilingo International Ice Dragon Boat Championship. The athletes competed in a variety of events, including 100 and 200 meter straight and drift races.
We came second in the race, the first race that we did this morning. So we're in it to try and win medals, but if not, just have a really good time in Zillinghof.
We come here to win, but we come here to have fun, and we do have fun.
We love Ice Dragon Boat!
All right, let's keep that momentum flowing as we slide right into the weekend. Our special shout out today is going to Lakeshore Middle School in Stevensville, Michigan. Lancers, let's ride. Not air, music, please. Make the most of your Friday. Tell the people you love them. Embrace them, hug them. Make someone smile this weekend. You are more powerful than you know. Rise up. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.